The next day the people remaining on the other side of the sea, when they saw that no other boat had been there but the one his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not boarded the boat with his disciples but that they went off alone, although some other boats from Tiberias landed near where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks, when the people therefore saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves boarded the boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And on finding him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate of the loaves, and were filled. Labor not for the food that perishes, but for the food which abides unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him has God the Father placed his seal." They said therefore to him, "What must we do, to work the works that God requires?" Jesus answered and said to them, "The work that God requires is this, that you believe upon the one whom he sent." They asked him therefore, "What miraculous sign are you producing, that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, bread out of heaven gave he them to eat." Jesus therefore said to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread out of heaven. It is my Father who is giving you the true bread out of heaven, for the bread from God is that which is coming down out of heaven and is giving life to the world." They said therefore to him, "Sir, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believe upon me shall never thirst. But I said to you, that you also have seen me and do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And him who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will but the will of the one who sent me. Now this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all that he gave me I should lose none, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes upon him should have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews began therefore to mutter against him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down out of heaven," and they kept saying, "Is he not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How then does he say, 'I have come down out of heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Mutter not among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And him will I raise up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And all men will be taught by God.' So everyone who has listened to the Father and has learned comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except that the one who is from God, he has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who believes upon me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers in the wilderness ate the manna and yet died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Moreover, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore began to dispute with one another, saying, "How can he give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus therefore said to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me and I live through the Father, so the one who eats me shall also live through me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and yet died, he who eats this bread shall live forever." These things he was speaking while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples therefore on hearing them said, "This is a difficult message, who can accept it?" But Jesus, knowing within him that his disciples were murmuring about this, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you should see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, the flesh avails nothing. The words which I speak to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who believe not." For Jesus knew from the very first who they were who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. And he said, "Because of this is it that I have said to you, that no one can come to me unless it be granted him from my Father." From that time many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. Jesus therefore said to the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. And we have come to believe, and have known, that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Was it not I who chose you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he that would betray him, though one of the 12. Even after these things Jesus kept going about in Galilee, for he was unwilling to go about in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Then there assembled about him the Pharisees, and some of the scribes, who had come from Jerusalem, and when they saw some of his disciples eating with defiled, that is, unpurified, hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, unless they scrub the hands with the fist, do not eat, thus continuing their forebears' tradition, and on corning from the marketplace, unless they purify themselves, they do not eat. And there are many other things which they receive to observe, like the purifying of cups and pots, bronze utensils, and dining couches. The Pharisees and the scribes accordingly asked him, "Why do your disciples disregard the tradition of the elders? For they do not purify their hands before eating." But he answering said to them, "You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you, when he said, 'As it is written, with their mouth do this people draw near to me, and with their lips are they honoring me. But their heart is far from me. And in vain are they worshipping me, teaching as doctrines commandments of men.' For, disregarding the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men, like the purifying of pots and cups, and many other such things are you doing." And he said to them, "Is it right for you to set aside the commandment of God, that you may observe your tradition? For Moses said, 'For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and, he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say that, if a man tells his father or mother, 'That by which you might be helped from me is a gift to God,' even if in no way lie will honor his father or mother, you no longer will let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus have you set aside the commandment of God, making void God's word by your tradition which you have handed on. And many such things are you doing." And when he had summoned all the people, he said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man that going into his mouth can defile him, but the things that come out of his mouth, it is they that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Then came his disciples and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended by that statement?" But he answering said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind, and if blind men lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Now when he went into a house from the crowd, his disciples asked him about the parable, and Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And Jesus said to them, "Are you also thus still without understanding? Do you not yet perceive, that whatever from without goes into the mouth, it cannot defile a man? For it enters not into his heart but his body, and so goes on out, he thereby making all foods clean." And he said, "But the things which go forth from the mouth of a man come from the heart, and these defile a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, come forth the evil purposes, murders, adulteries, sex vices, thefts, false testifying, blasphemies, envyings, malicious deeds, deceit, licentiousness, a sinful eye, conceit, foolishness. All of these corruptions come forth from within, and these are the things that defile a man. But eating with unpurified hands does not defile a man.